Okay, once again. Let's move it a little bit faster, okay?
Jesu meine Freude.
Okay, meines Herzens. I didn't hear the Herzens Weide. Herzens Weide. Okay? Ready?
Jesu.
No, you're not quite working. You're not quite working with me. The big chorus. The big chorus always has, and you have to place yourself to make sure that you can see me. Of course, we don't have lights. The lights are... Can you people see me? Well, can you change the lights so that I can be seen better? Can get a little bit more light. No, that's too much there. If you can get the house lights. That's the highest the house lights go? Okay. Okay, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let's leave it with that. Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, with a large group like this, first of all, you have to make sure that you can see me. I mean, if I can't see you, also, that means you can't see me, right? I can't see you, right? So you gotta find some place to. Right? Yeah, right. Okay. But the other thing is that you have to follow. Can't go by what you hear. You have to follow me. Okay. Ready? See right where I was? Okay. You have to get used to following, right? If I do it slow, if I do it fast, then you have to follow me. If I do it fast, you have to follow me, right? Ready?
Jesus, my Lord, keep on.
Can we do the Unter deinem Schirm? I want to hear the Unter deinem Schirm. Yeah. Generally. They have done. Unter deinem Schirm. It's fresh. Okay, don't get too loud. It starts very easy.
Unter deinem Schirm.
Let me hear the tenors. Do that. Ready? Because it's that's I'm exaggerating, that's sort of what I'm hearing now.
As if it's almost a little bit of a whisper like that. But then yeah, it like that. It's just a little bit quieter. Right, just right round, a little bit yawning. You might do it. Yawn. Like a yawn. Yawn. Really? You get the yawn as you have to think of a bigger space.
But it's not in the back. It's not in the back, because if you do it in the back, then it'll fall back. It's back, it's up here. So you find that. And if you find that place, then you can do it. You won't lose the focus. But if it then it's gone. All right. Well, that was a very nice sound. Once again, ready? Very nice color. No. See if you can get that quality. Ready? Too aggressive there. We'll save it.
Unter deinem Schirm.
Very easy. Same thing. Ready?
Oh.
Okay. The O is a little bit tight.
Ooh.
Let's do a little bit. A little bit easy. A little bit looser on the O. Die. It's really die. I don't want die. I want die. Ready? Hold the die. Right. That's getting at it. It's getting at it. Walk the tenors and the basses. Okay. First and seconds.
Okay.
is opening. It's ter. It has to be closed. Once again.
Unter.
Then. I'm getting to it. It's just opening way up on the seconds there.
Unter einem.
Once again, first and seconds.
Unter.
Just hold that. Seconds on unter. No, unter. So it's in the same place as the u. Ready? Ah, that's getting it. There we go. Now we're getting it. Once again. See, the da is in the same place.
Unter deinem,
Once again.
Unter deinem Schirmen.
Yeah, and the sh can be a little bit rounder.
She.
And then she, here she. Just have a little bit darker. You have to find a way of darkening the quality of the color of your voice a little bit on this section. Once again with the sopranos. Ready? Almost. Okay, now we have the intonation. That note. Make sure that's the right. Once again. This is where the Pythagorean column is coming up. You want to see the Pythagorean column? You just saw one, okay? No, literally. I mean, that's what's happening in working on this, because the fact is that if it's not quite right, and it's not quite right in the piano here. But actually, this one needs to be a little bit lower. Your comma, okay? Just the sopranos there, anu, so we don't complicate it with the vowel changes. Anu. Control it. once again. See, that you have a problem is that they feel like they want to go sharp on their. They want to, I mean, you feel like in order to adjust, you need to go sharp. In order, but you're actually compensating for the fact that they're refusing to go flat at that point. So you just hold your ground. Okay? You're right. Right? Okay, on this one. Right. Sometimes you can't hold your ground, but this time you have to. Okay? Just a nu to make it simple.
Nu.
Okay? Just that? Okay, well, it's not quite in tune. Listen to what we're doing. Don't worry about where we're singing.
Okay.
We're singing C, Do, C. Ready? Okay, now, all three. Okay? Now you're a little bit flat. And it's interesting. Now you're a little bit sharp. The point that I'm trying to make in all this is that this is where the comma is coming up, is that you get two voices in tune, then you add the third voice, and it's not in tune. Okay? This is actually the issue of a multiply connected manifold that we're getting at, right in this little section here, even though it sort of came on me unawares because I was thinking of doing it in another section. But it's right here, all right? That is, they sounded perfectly in tune, but then they added you, and it's not in tune. They were doing exactly the same thing, which means there's no absolute, you know, frequency that you can sing. It all depends on the connection of the, not only just all the voices, but the entire piece, in terms of the way, think of the piece as your orbit. That's your orbit, right? And everything else has, and it's the principles governing the orbit that have to govern the intonation in the small, in the infinitesimal. And that's precisely what we're working on right now, right, in practice. Okay, now.
No.
Okay, same thing, except you. Now a little bit lower, okay, on that. That. Yeah, it's a little bit.
No.
A little bit higher.
No.
With the altos. There we got it. You hear that? You hear that, guys? Hear that? Right? That's right. Once again. Now, add the sopranos. See, that's out. You can hear that? It's not right. Right? Just it's not working. Try lowering it. Okay? It's like night and day, right? There's your comma, right? Once again, once you, see the thing is, once you get, this is the work that you do in a string quartet, and it's precisely this kind of work. You get working on this. And also, I mean, a very, a professional, some choruses actually get to working on this, but usually with unsupported voices. But it's precisely this where we can really get it in. And you've got to go for this kind of intonation. You can't, that what Linus has been saying in his little memo, which he said recently, do I have it here? Idea of the Pythagorean comma, relationship to the arithmetic geometric mean. Yeah. Hmm? Yeah. You have it? You see, you read it. I mean, it's. I mean, that's great. Yes. The time has come that we must treat the matter of the Pythagorean comma in a less perfunctory way. And of course, most people said, what was perfunctory? We haven't been doing it at all, right? I didn't know we were doing it perfunctorily. Did you? Well, this means looking at the role of the division of the sequence in third, etc., from the standpoint of the arithmetic geometric mean. The art of the fugue prefers an appropriate subject of reference. And that's Renee and Dave and Nancy and the group are working on that, with Adam's help. The division of the sequence of intervals within a voice versus a different sequence of intervals in accompanying contrapuntal voice is already sufficient to pose the issue of the generation of the relative values of the commas according to the principle of the arithmetic geometric mean. Here, the Lydian interval comes into its glory. How do you like that? So I haven't completely worked through, and neither, and Bruce admits that some of this, he still hasn't worked it through, but working on these kinds of exercises where you can see that you put two together, it doesn't work. You have a single voice, it seems to be perfectly in tune. Then you put a second voice in, and you realize that it's not in tune, you have to change. Third voice, you have to change. Fourth voice, you have to change. But not only that, but then you take the whole piece, and you may have to change it again from the standpoint of the whole piece because of the orbit of the entire piece. So that even in the small, it may actually be out of tune, right? But from the standpoint of the whole, it's in tune. Just give you one really simple example of that. In Wilhelm Furtwängler's recording of the St. Matthew Passion, there's this wonderful aria, alto aria, Du lieber Heiland, du?
Du lieber Heiland, du.
Right, that one. And he has two flutes singing, playing along. And they're what are called flauto traverso. They're the wooden flutes. And Furtwängler purposely has them flat. And they're flat with respect to the rest of the singers and the rest of the orchestra. But from the standpoint of the overall Matthew Passion, it works perfectly. Even though a purist would say, well, it's out of tune. Right? It works. It absolutely works. Okay, let's try that. Let's try that little thing again. See if we can get it. Okay, just those three notes. Ready? And, okay, go. It's not working again. Right, it's lower there. Once again. Lord, it's almost right, but you're not.
No, no, no.
A little bit higher on that.
No, no.
Too high.
No.
Some of you went a little bit over, above.
Needham.
You just got to listen to it. Once again.
No.
Add this part. Everybody there on knee. Everybody on the Unterdanem Schirmen, on knee. Okay, everybody. Right on knee. Okay. Ready? It's not transparent enough. Tenors, you don't need to sing any louder than the way I just. That's how loud you need to sing. Ready? Yeah. To be calm.
La.
So you have to do
la, na la, la.
A little bit of it, just a little bit.
La, sin, sa, ta, la.
It's not las, right?
Las.
Just try that.
Las.
With all the voices. Ready? Las.
Las.
Sopranos on your last in Sasa? All the ladies? Everybody?
Thank you.
Now here's something that happens. Because you're changing the vowel on to O and E, it's having the effect of changing the intonation. Mm-hmm. The E is sounding sharper than the O. Right? That's what I'm hearing. I don't know if you can hear what I'm doing, but it's actually, the S is a little bit sharper than the O. All right. It means you just got to see if you can get it in the same place on that. Okay? Try that. Yeah, that's right. Everybody, all three ladies on it? The reason why that's important is because the alto, the second sopranos are going, and you're doing this whole step right there. Just this, actually, the second sopranos and the first sopranos. And hold the S there. Ready? Yeah. A little bit lower. Try this. Right. The S make a little bit lower than the M. I want to see what happens if we do that. Okay? Ready? Same thing? Interesting. It's not quite clear enough because some of you are. Control it quite well now. All the ladies? Okay, ready? Yes, I need to hear that. Okay, same thing? Tenors and basses? Tenors and basses only? Ready? Go.
Right.
This oceanic tenor sound. Yeah. the waves of tenor sound sort of rolling along. It's that oceanic feeling. Okay. Just same thing, tenors and basses. Ready? And. You're still not quite following me, okay? Ready? Again. That speed. Okay, first, obgleich, this is everyone, obgleich sind, breathe. Und höre schrecken. Okay? Don't take a breath after the und. You gotta take a breath after obgleich sind. Okay. Sopranos?
Obgleich sind.
A little bit higher on that.
Obgleich sind.
Okay. Okay, let's try it. Obgleich sind. Right there. Ready? Sing. Some confusion there. Okay. Ready?
Right.
Somebody's playing. Oh, that's not a second soprano or a first soprano note. It's. First note is not. Just do that ooh on ooh, on ooh, both. There it is. You hear it? Hear it? So you finally got it, right? You have to go for that. Okay? Well, all black students? C-sharp needs a little bit higher. Very nice. Start at the end. Same voices. Ready? And. No, it didn't start right. Add to that. Ready? And. Right. Once again. Now that's a little bit too high. This is the problem, we just gotta get. Same thing. Hold some notes, okay? Ready? Go.
Yeah.
same that speed. All right. Okay. Ready? And. Admirable work, except the D sharp was actually a little bit too sharp. Needs to be a little bit lower than that. I know you're really working on getting that up, but it's actually too high. Okay, let's try it again. Okay, same thing, ready? And. Sharp on your there, and so therefore you're making the tenors strained, right on that B, right? So they feel like they have to get higher because you're too high. First sopranos are too high. Try it once again. Ready? And. That's the problem right now, right?
In this way, we turn the volume down on the tenors.
Okay. Just the tenor, sopranos. Let's just try here this way. Just the tenors and sopranos. See if you can hear each other even without the rest of the chorus. A little bit better, okay? Okay, ready? Problem is you try to push a little bit, and the key thing here, actually, it's a breast support issue too. And you push a little bit too hard here also. You just have to learn how to ease off. Right? And so if you ease off the pressure here, then you can do it. Just the first sopranos. Just see if we can get it. Ready? First sopranos low. Okay, tenors and first one. Go. Everybody? Okay. Concentrate. Three, and four, and.
Oh,
to keep it at this slow tempo so that we can, even though I know it's hard on the sopranos, but it's really good for the intonation. Okay, three, and remember, this is starts easy, 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 easy. Ready? I know sometimes we did that a little bit more rambunctiously, but I've sort of been changing my idea about it. I think that, I mean, it's Lass den Satan bitten, right? Lass den Feind erbitten, right? Mir steht Jesus bei. In other words, rather than saying, Lass den Feind, I think it's overdramatic to do that this section too big. I think it has to wait until the Orbis is like Krach und Blitz in order to really, really go with that. Let's try that last thing. Last. Ready? See, Zatan is coming out too much. Zatan. Push it. Ready? And. Almost. It's almost not quite high enough. It was beautiful. The first part was beautiful, but then the Den Feind got off. Okay, once again, the last Den Zafa. That was very good tenors. Ready? Let's do a rally around the flag. Anyway, but wheel, right? Okay, ready and go. That's the problem, is to get it out, get it up here. That fly is very hard. One at a time. Okay, ready? Go.
Yes, we are. Sorry.
I know, that's why I'm doing this. It's so ridiculous. You know, we're not used to working on this way. That's why I'm doing this.
Yes, we are on the floor.
Yeah, it's too much chest. The whole thing has too much chest.
Yes.
More head, less chest. More than Mason. Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to hear a couple. Let me hear Maria do it. Ready?
Yes, we rally round the flag.
Yeah. No.
Raw.
It has to be rounder.
Rally raw.
Rally round. Right? Ready?
Yes, we rally round.
Good.
That's
the problem with the flag. Like, try doing it and opening a little bit less on the flag.
Rally round the flag.
That's my tendency, my concern with women singing this, like this piece, but some of the other ones here, is that there's just too much chest voice. You know, you're just not watching carefully enough because you're singing these things. And you're not watching. That's why even raising it by a whole step will help too. But you have to learn to ease off on these things, a little bit, for the protection of your voice. Try it once again, Maria.
Yes, we rally round the flag.
There we go. That's the place. That's the place. Try it, Vicky. Ready? And go.
Yes, wheel.
Right. Good. Try
it. Okay.
You're singing it too mechanically. You're singing mechanically.
Yeah.
You gotta just think about I know we're singing, we're taking it a bit, but this,
yes, we'll rally.
You gotta sing it more lyrically. Okay, ready? And go. Okay, I don't quite understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I don't know what we're rallying around. Okay, try it again. Ready? Go.
If we really rule the
place. Yeah, you shouldn't be afraid of round. Right, you can drop the jaw on that, right? As long as you don't push through it too hard, it'll be fine. Right, once again. Too far back, right? But that's okay. I don't want to push it for right now. Try it.
Yes, we'll rally round the flag.
Yeah. That's the idea. Try it, Nicole.
Yes, we'll rally round the flag.
Now more on wheel. Better. The only problem there is the. Look, The problem with English is that we got all these different things that we've never done. The. You know, you actually have to learn how to sing the, right?
The.
So it's not the, so it doesn't fall back. You have to think about it. That's the only thing. The wheel, notice that just by doing the wheel, it gets the voice into the right place. In general. Try once more.
Yes, we'll roll.
Okay, again, don't get too mechanical about it. Don't get too mechanical. It's gotta still be playful, okay? Right, Jen? Ready? Go.
Yes,
I don't know what you're saying. It sounds like a foreign language.
Yeah.
What language is that? Ready, and go.
Yes, we're rolling on the flag.
Right, the flag. Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, very good, very good. One thing, the German, the English, boy, wow. Round, say round.
Round.
Then make round. Lengthen it. Round. Right, round. Right, now it's like, yes, we'll rally round. And just open on our round the flag. Ready? Okay, now I hear round, but I don't hear flag. I don't hear flag. I hear the flag. I heard a flag. Yeah. No, it's interesting. Anyway, let's have all everybody do the yes. Yes, go round. Fascinating. Everybody, just do the unison, okay?
Yes.
But let's do it slowly, so that I want to hear all the. These problems with the English, okay?
Yes,
wheel, run. Ready? And go.
Yes, wheel, run the flag. Once we'll rally once again. Shout in the
singing a whole step higher, right? So you're singing a C sharp, which is much better for you. Okay, okay, ready and go.
Forever, the voice forever.
right there. While we rally. Let me just hear the ladies. Just that ladies where they while we rally. Okay. While you all start on this on what's written as a G, but it's actually an A. Okay. Okay. One and ladies. All ladies sing the alto line for them, okay? One, and go. Polyphony in here, so we would need all the voices we could get. Okay. Ready? And ladies. So much better in this pitch. I mean, too, because I mean, you can get some resonance. The other one, you were just grumbling down there. Okay. Ready and go. It really is nice. It really sounds nice, but. Boys. Not, I hear voice. It's a funny thing. But boys. Boys. You just gotta think a little bit about it. That's all. Okay? But that was very nice. Try that one again. Okay? Once again. Ready? Go. Actually on the note. You gotta sing. And otherwise it sounds like voice. Okay? Once again?
Oh.
Union? Shouting the band, you're there. Ciao, ciao. Ready?
Shout.